Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey, with my man, Bob Cooney. Happy Tuesday to you. Well, Bob, I guess I want to talk to you about the thing that everyone's been talking about in the Philadelphia area the last couple of days, Nerlens Noel. You know, first Nerlens told us on, Friday, how he felt about playing 8 minutes. Brett Brown says he has a meeting with him. And then on Sunday, Brett Brown takes him out of the rotation. And then on Monday, Brian Colangelo says, oh, no, we're not benching him. But, you know, he's not going to play for a little bit until he gets, you know, until a couple games. Brett has a couple games to play Okafor and Embiid. They didn't give a timeline when Noel was going to play, however. But also, the message that I received was like, hey, if you really want to get traded, you need to be more professional. You need to be quiet. Now, I want to know, what did you get out of – I mean, what's your impression of this whole thing, and what did you get out of yesterday's meeting?
Well, your first thought is that to say it's not a benching is silly. I mean, that's the first – because of the timing of it all. Nerlens comes out, says all these things. It seems like they weren't happy, and they kind of – maybe it pushed this decision to play these two big guys, meaning Okafor and Embiid. Maybe it pushed it and made it easier for the team to do it. You could look at it if Colangelo is being totally honest here. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they are going to let Nerlens work out and get himself into top physical shape and look at these two play now. And then maybe down the road they're going to look to play him and Embiid together, because Embiid is the cornerstone of this franchise, as we all know. Maybe they are showcasing Jahlil Okafor now. You know, I don't know. I can't say definitively. I wrote the other day, and I firmly believe that to shove anybody aside when you're this organization and you've lost so much and you don't know what you have moving forward, to just push anybody aside and cast them off is absurd. So maybe that's not what they're doing. Maybe they are going to take a look at Noel in the future, but it's a weird monster that they have to figure out, and it looks like shoving somebody aside in order to try to figure out is the route that they're going.
And it also just seems like for the Sixers that they can't, no matter who's in charge, and I know this is something that Brian and heard, but no matter who's in charge right now, they can't avoid controversy or negative press. I mean, it's like they keep doing things to fall in front of the sport.
Yeah, I don't. It's funny. Here's one of my things is, you knew this problem all summer. Yeah. You did. You knew what you had all summer. You had the three-headed monster, so to speak, and they keep throwing Rashawn Holmes at us too. So that makes you also think like, okay, you know, they keep throwing out. They go out of their way to say Rashawn Holmes is good. Rashawn Holmes. What does that mean? That most likely means one of the other two is out.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're pumping Rashawn Holmes to trade him. I don't know. But it's you knew it was coming, and basically you did nothing to prepare for it. Now, yes, the injuries did play a part, and Colangelo said that yesterday, that Okafor's health didn't come back as quickly as they thought, so he wasn't ready to begin the season, and then Noel gets hurt right at the beginning of the season. They weren't sure how Embiid, you know, how healthy he was going to be. But at the same time, you should have had a better game plan than 26 games into the season saying to one of them, go sit down for 5 or 6 games. We'll let you know when we need you.
Yeah. And I also think that when Brett said that, I don't think they knew the magnitude of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it just seemed like it looked bad, it sounded bad, and it just seemed like they got a lot of people, you know, on Twitter and social media, people nationally talking about it. And I think it didn't get the reaction that they wanted. And I think that was part of the reason why Brian Colangelo came out and spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he did want to speak to us a couple of days prior, but I think that he felt as if he had to speak yesterday. He had to make sure that everything was okay. But my question to you is, where do they go on from here? Do you think this thing with Noel is repairable? I mean, do you?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, just like interacting with people via Twitter or emails, whatever it may be, with fans and all. You know, I mentioned maybe the showcasing of Okafor now, but how do you heal the wounds that have been created with Noel? Like, could it possibly, is there any possible way that, say, Okafor, they get a great trade offer for Okafor, is there any possible way that they can say to Nerlens, like, okay, you're our man now, come on back? You know, I don't know. I don't know. That would be a huge mature step for Nerlens Noel to be able to do that, put his head down and play hard for, you know, a company that has basically shoved him aside. So is it repairable? It's going to have to be. If this organization is going to move forward, it's going to have to be repaired. I just don't know how they go about it right now.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's really going to be tough. And I, in a way, you kind of feel bad for Brett Brown a little bit. I mean, you know, you asked him a couple of days, do you feel bad for Nerlens? But, you know, Brett's the one who, like he said, he had a relationship with this guy. And, you know, Nerlens' rookie year, when he wasn't playing, Brett was out there shooting with him.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, you know, you got to go to this guy and basically, like, hey, you're not playing. And, you know, I don't think it's, you know, initially you think that, okay, it's the coach's decision. But I believe it's upper management.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
And yeah, I do. I think this decision was bantered about and was given to Brett Brown more than you know, him coming up with the solution this way. So it's difficult. It's hard. Brett Brown is a people person. You know, that's been his mantra the whole time that he's been here, is that his relationship with his players. Things like this, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, he's got to balance that line between management perhaps telling him what to do and having a player who you can't lose, meaning you can't lose him being faithful to you, wanting to play. So it's a fine, fine line. And Colangelo did hit on that, on what the job of a coach is, to kind of handle all these different situations. So it's a tough one, and we all saw it coming. I'm surprised that they didn't have a little bit of better of a game plan than they did.
Yeah, to deal with it. Now, this should change the topic. Tonight, the Pelicans come to town. You know, Anthony Davis is second in the league in scoring. But, you know, this is kind of like a homecoming for Jrue Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they made the trade, ironically, for Noel to get him, for him to go. But it's been 4 years. But is it still, for you, you covered Jrue, is it still kind of odd when he comes to town to see him in the other uniform, because he was the All-Star?
Yeah, yeah. Not so much odd anymore, but like you kind of do the what may have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this team obviously has been lacking point guard play. But, of course, if you didn't make the trade, you wouldn't have gotten the, you know, Nerlens Noel. So it was amazing. When I was in New Orleans last week or whatever it was, 10 days ago, and talking to Jrue Holiday. You know, he was drafted here as a 19-year-old. He was a baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, a baby. I'll never forget his first game. He was all pumped up for talking to him that morning. They come out of the locker room, and there he is wearing somebody else's suit jacket because Eddie Jordan decided not to play him. He was non-dressing for the game, and, you know, it smacked him in the face, and he was in shock. And then he grew throughout the year and eventually starting. But it's amazing. He's been in the league 8 years. He's 26 years old now. It's pretty neat to see. And could he be the point guard that got away? Maybe. But you have to see how this all plays out. But there's not a better kid that I've covered, a nicer kid, just a good, good guy.
And also, have you something that you wrote in the Daily News about, you know, for him, it's all about family. And a lot of people are saying, hey, he missed a couple games. But I think that says a lot about the character of a person, mm-hmm. for him to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes guys get excuses. Hey, your mom's going to be with you. Someone else is going to be with you. Jrue was like, forget that. My family comes first.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what he is. And his father is like that. His father, Sean, is like that. His brother. They're just a good, solid family. And to see that, you know, his father's my age, and I got to know him a little bit when Jrue was here. And to see that special bond that they had and the closeness the whole family has. And to have it as a father, you know, you're a father also. Mm-hmm. If you can have that carried down to your kids, That's the best thing in life, and it looks like that's what Jrue has gotten out of his family, and he's a special kid.
Okay. Well, hey, I want to thank you, Bob, for being on here. Bob, I want you to let people know where they can follow you on Twitter, where they can read you at. in the paper, and you know, just give some information so people
can check
contact you.
Check both me and Keith out on Philly.com Sports, and you can tweet me at BobCooney76.
All right, y'all. I want to thank y'all for listening in, and have a great time.
Your daily podcast.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.